This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Wong Xiaoning. It is 7:06 in the morning, Wednesday the 14th of August, and US stocks halted a two-day slide and treasuries tumbled after the Trump administration de-escalated its trade war with China. Oil surged 4% and gold dipped about 1%.
And also the markets in the U.S. Were up between 1.5% to 2%, with Nasdaq at the higher end closing up 2%. This is after Donald Trump has given a grace period before tariffs take effect on a broad range of consumer goods, and American shoppers want what American shoppers want during the Christmas holidays.
Yes, just in time before the start of the third quarter shopping season, Thanksgiving and also Christmas, and they also have like their famous Black Friday on October, right?
October and November, right?
I think it's October. But anyway, makers and sellers of consumer electronics, toys and apparels, of course, led the advance on the back of this news. So Apple surged more than 4%. Best Buy jumped 6.4%, the most in the S&P 500. Gap rose 3%, while Hasbro closed up 2.75%.
So to give us some insight into global markets this morning, we turn to Dodge Dorland, Chief Investment Officer at Lander Wealth Management. Good morning, Dodge. President Trump delayed the imposition of new tariffs on a wide variety of consumer products, including toys and laptops, until December. Markets rallied as a result, but is this sustainable or is it more of a dead cat bounce?
Well, good morning. Yes, no, maybe. It depends on what time frame you're looking at. We were so close to the yield inversion that we've been really trying to avoid. And then he announces this. And the tariff delay just sent the market up. It's incredible. And it's very hard. It's such short-term volatility that we're now involved with that has nothing to do with the fundamentals of companies. It has more to do with the geopolitical aspects and news that comes out. And the market is reacting super fast. So it depends on your time frame. It depends on whether you want to go longer term, but long term right now is rather short term in nature. And you just, what we're finding in our markets, we are really reacting to the news as it comes out.
And do you think this is like a Donald Trump risk premium, just as there was a Greenspan put many years ago? And meanwhile, gold prices have gone up about 20%. Are you looking into going into safe haven, Dodge?
Well, gold, you mentioned gold. Gold is a safe haven asset of choice, but it is very short-term in nature. It trades like a commodity because, obviously, gold is a commodity. And so it is a safe haven in terms of reacting quickly to the market. So when the market goes down, the gold will go up. So from that point of view, it is a good protection, but it's not long-term in nature. The fact that it is gold, it is a commodity, it trades very quickly. There is a huge market for it. It has been on the uptick. But as you notice today, when Trump announced the tariff delay, gold took a hit. And so if you can use gold as a safe haven against your long positions and trade it with the volatility, yes, it is a good asset of choice because it does react very quickly to what is happening in the market. But it is a trading asset.
And Dodge, yesterday or last night, the U.S. Consumer Price Index came out. So what is the key takeaway on the number and how does that play on the Fed's decision with regards to rate cuts?
Though the CPI numbers came in a bit hotter than expected, it likely won't be enough to deter a rate cut that the markets have been clamoring for. If you exclude food and energy, the index was still up 0.3%, which was in line with Wall Street estimates. On an annualized basis, the core inflation rate increased 2.2%, while the headline number was up only 1.8%. Now, our Fed targets inflation right in between at 2%, but it has maintained a symmetrical approach, meaning it would be content if the level were a bit above or below that level over the short term. Also, the Fed prefers to use a personal consumption expenditures deflator as inflation gauge, and that has been running closer to 1.5%. So the key takeaway is, yes, it was above expectation, but no, it should not deter the Fed from its 25%, its intended 25% decrease, a quarter of 1% decrease, excuse me.
And Dodger, so taking a look as well at Argentina, the surprise outcome in their primary vote roiled the nation's financial markets, sending the S&P Merval Index into a tailspin initially. Markets have since recovered slightly, but do you see this crisis spreading to other emerging markets?
Not exactly. There's not really been a bigger, longer-term impact other than one day. But we do expect the impact to increase as we go forward. So far, it has been mild, but it does open the markets to a more severe reaction depending on the news that comes out, first in Latin America, but also with all that's going on over in your neck of the woods. Yes, it does. It just means that, and with the increasing volatility that we've been seeing in any case, relative to the geopolitical news that comes out, yes, if there is more political or perhaps a weakening of fundamentals in a particular country or an area, that could increase the probability of the Argentina crisis expanding. But right now, it's been controlled, and it's going to take something else in order to make the crisis spread. But overall, the emerging markets are now more open to future volatility.
Thank you so much, Dodge. And that was Dodge Dorland, Chief Investment Officer out of Landa Wealth Management in New York, giving us his thoughts on Argentina and earlier as well the latest news out of the US, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.